Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. If you want to listen live, all you have to do is download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Also, if you want to catch this show on video, be sure to check out Zumo TV, channel 719. That's where you can find Sports Grid's Fantasy Sports Network. Enjoy the show, and thanks so much for listening.
You're listening to the Sports Grid Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, welcome to October. October the 1st, 2019. I cannot believe it. It is Tuesday. It is pumpkin spice time, people. Damn, we got all sorts of pumpkin pie, pumpkin air fresheners, cars. I mean, build every store you go into. Get ready for Christmas shop, pumpkin spam, Christmas shopping with pumpkins. I mean, you name it. It is
Let's go, people.
That is what October means. It means fall for many of you, not necessarily for us down south, but certainly for you guys, it means maybe a little break in the weather. Yeah, it also means that we got postseason baseball. We've got week five of the NFL. We also have week six of college football, the start of the NHL season. And oh, yeah, don't look now, but the NBA, the preseason has already begun. It is a crazy time of year. Sit back, buckle up. Let's get ready to make it rain for you because it's going to be an awful lot of fun this year. And we'll start last night, Monday Night Football. That was a football game. I know it was tough for many of you to sit through it. And yes, it was. It looked a lot like what we used to run in high school. The plays in the offense there of the Pittsburgh Steelers. It was. And this was the biggest thing that stood out to me yesterday, watching that game. And I had mentioned it last week after the San Francisco game, saying, you know, I didn't see any creativity for Mason Rudolph. Like, what I saw was Mason Rudolph. They're trying to put Mason Rudolph in an offense that Big Ben would run, and it didn't make any sense. Like, he's not Big Ben. But you didn't change anything up. They kept trying to do the same thing against a damn good San Francisco. Yeah, I mean, it was a damn good 49ers defense, and you didn't give this kid anything to work with. You were just like, here's the playbook, go out there and run what we would run if you're big. He's not Big Ben. So last night, what you got was the new Mason Rudolph Pittsburgh Steelers offense, people, which, I mean, hell, they even dusted off the Wildcat last night. You know, Samuel's running the ball, Connor running the ball. More importantly, these guys are catching balls out of the backfield. And by the way, 24 completions, every one of them was either at or behind the line of scrimmage, just about every one of them. There was one for 8 or 9 yards he completed, but everything else was within that 1.5 to 2 yard range that he would throw, which is, listen, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Put the kid in a position to be successful, and that's what they did. And, oh, yeah, the defense of the Steelers, 8 sacks, a fumble recovery. Yeah, they were all over it last night, and they came to play, and they also showed a little creativity, and finally the coaching staff put this kid in a position to be successful. Now, you're not going to be playing the Cincinnati Bengals every week, but at least you gave this kid, you did exactly what you needed to do in order to build some confidence in a second-year guy that's only played in 2 NFL games. Kudos to the coaching staff. Cincinnati is in total rebuild mood. We know that. But Pittsburgh, congratulations for actually, you know, coaching for a change there instead of just going, it's my way or the highway. Way to go, Pittsburgh. Now we've got ourselves an interesting race in the division, Dane.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, degenerates. Make it rain. Let's cock-a-doodle do it. You know, Joe, I was interested in what you were going to say, because for weeks now, you have made this point about the new quarterbacks coming in and how the coaches need to be creative. And we talked about, oh, we trust Sean Payton to do this, right? And one of the things I think you have been saying, I don't know, you haven't come out and said it, but I think you're a little down on Mike Tomlin. I don't think you love him so much, right? And so I was wondering, because I'm watching this game last night, and I'm like, you know what? They're being creative with him. This goes to coaching. Mm-hmm. You know, Joe says all the time, this is coaching. And they were, in fact, creative. They were, in fact, different, whether it be the wildcat, whether it be the little pop passes to get out on the edge, whether it be in the way they use kind of like Deontay Johnson differently. He was the one long throw. There was the bomb touchdown to Deontay Johnson. Yes, and yes, Joe, I completely agree with you. They did it differently because they knew they had to. They knew they had Connor and Samuels as guys that they can use in multiple ways, right? So I do agree, and I give credit to the coaching staff. I will say this, though, Joe. I don't know if you caught it. Booger's hysterical. At one point, making this same exact point that you and I are making, what are we doing? We're like giving credit to Pittsburgh, right?
Right.
Did you hear the way Booger said it? He said the same thing about like, oh, we got to set up Mason Rudolph to be successful. Did you hear what he said right after that, Joe? He goes, unlike Washington yesterday, who didn't do that with Dwayne Haskins. And then he goes, man, I don't know what Gruden's doing messing with that kid Haskins. He literally found an opportunity to take another shot at Jay Gruden. It was hysterical. I was like, I can't believe Booger is now still using this as a chance to still take shots at Jay Gruden. But to the point, right? Yes, they did operate differently. I will say this, though, Joe. 0 targets for James Washington. 3 for 15 for Juju Smith-Schuster, who some people thought was going to be the fourth or fifth wide receiver off the board in fantasy. Now, in the same way that you know that Minnesota now wants to run the ball, and that's a real thing, and so Thielen and Diggs may have some implications, Joe, if... I'm not saying wildcat, right? But if this is the way Pittsburgh wants to play, right, with kind of using the running back short passes and then taking their shots periodically over the top, you should start to trade Juju for 85 cents on the dollar, fantasy folks.
Well, listen, I wouldn't make wholesale changes just yet. It was the right game plan for the right team against Cincinnati. And The one thing they still have up on everyone else is not, you know, the only tape you're going to have on this kid is what you see the week prior. So right now we don't know what else could they do and what other options are there. But it's amazing what happens when you establish the run, what it opens up downfield for guys like Deontay and possibly in the future here. And I'm sure Juju Smith and everyone else. Bottom line is, listen, the matchup, you did what you needed to do to win.
You did.
You had to get one in the W column. You got it. Now you got Baltimore's a different animal and a different approach. And it's not like their defense is any better than what you just saw last night. Now Pittsburgh all of a sudden might have a shot. We'll talk more about that. Plus, talk a little Major League Baseball. We'll do that coming up here. Let's make it rain.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech.com, proudly made in America.
All right, it is October. Welcome in, Joe and Aaron, Dane Martinez. We got Major. I can't believe we got Major League Baseball postseason starting.
Yeah, buddy.
We've got a close to week four in the NFL. Getting ready for week five, just a couple nights away here. Good game Thursday night. Rams, Seahawks, and then week six of the college football season. And what a battle. Can't wait for this game as Auburn, SEC bomb. The undefeated Auburn Tigers taking on the University of Florida Gators in the swamp, also undefeated. One of those teams is highly overrated, while the other, in all likelihood, is going to be playing for a national championship. We'll tell you who's who there coming up. But
That's a tease, Joe.
Congratulations to the Pittsburgh Steelers for at least making the AFC North interesting now. Because with the 2-2 Browns, the 2-2 Ravens, now they've got a win. We know Cincinnati is, you know, at this point, the only thing Cincinnati Bengals fans should be trying to figure out is draft picks and what you can get for A.J. Green.
Yep.
Because if I'm A.J. Green, I'm like, just trade my ass now, please. Like, I can't come back and watch this anymore. But that's another story for another day. But the Steelers, they've made it interesting. They covered the 3.5-point closing line last night. The total remained under. Game went pretty much according to script that Cincinnati doesn't often play first halves. They have not played a first half all damn year. They usually, though, I'll give them credit, the new coaching staff had done a really good job of, you know, game planning in the second half and making some adjustments, and that's why they almost beat Seattle, why they almost beat Buffalo. Not so much last night, because when your guy's getting, you know, sacked 8 times and he's got no time to throw, I mean, Andy Dalton was dead in the water. I mean, don't anybody blame Andy Dalton for last night. That man was under duress like we have never seen before. It's ridiculous how bad that offensive line is. It's actually embarrassing. But for Pittsburgh, finally, the offensive line, they did something. No, he didn't get touched, Mason Rudolph. They ran block. They did everything that we had thought they should have been doing from game one. They actually look like a group of guys that have been playing with each other for, I don't know, a couple of years, because that's exactly who they are. All five starters returning from a year ago, and finally they were able to get Connor and company going. So good start. Good start. And the thing that worried me the most about Tomlin last night, Dane, my biggest pet peeve with Tomlin, and by the way, no, outside of Chuck Knoll in the 70s, right? There is, Bill Cowher didn't have a stretch like what he's got right now, Tomlin. I mean, the last 12 years, the dude's made the playoffs, what, 9 times?
Oh,
nine,
yeah.
10 times? Something. I mean, you know, like, we'll give credit where credit is due. My biggest problem with Tomlin over the years is that he tends to play down to the competition when it's not at least on par or better. So, like, usually in the past, games like Cincinnati last night, he would have lost. He'd lose to teams you're going, what in the world? You know, that's a lack of focus, a lack of preparation. They always got up for the New Englands of the world, the Kansas Cities of the world.
Baltimore.
But they always played down to the crap, and it's always driven me crazy about Tomlin, because that's a coaching thing. But other than that, let's give Tomlin a break here, guys. No other Pittsburgh Steeler coach in the history, and there's only been a handful of them.
Oh, it's been like
Bill
two.
Cowher did not have the kind of run that Tomlin's having right now. I mean, every year we're talking about the Steelers. Now, you may not advance in a play, but you're playing playoff football every year with this guy. I think sometimes we lose perspective, and especially Steeler fans, man, they get so greedy, and sometimes they can't see the forest from the trees. Tomlin has delivered for this organization and this team for years now. Give the guy some credit.
Sure. I just, you know, in the same way that I sense things like that, you don't love Booger, I sense that you had some pet peeves about Mike Tomlin. But yeah, listen, and here's the other thing, you know, they have a serious adjustment on their hands. You know, and this, I was talking with Gabe about this yesterday, you know, like their identity, when you think Pittsburgh Steelers, generally, you still think that defense, you still think that lunch pail kind of blue collar team, right? They just had, over the course of the last, I don't know, call it decade, in fact, right? They just had the luxury of literally having the best triplets we've seen since the Dallas Cowboys won 3 straight Super Bowls. Okay, they literally had a Hall of Famer at quarterback, running back, and wide receiver. Okay, literally, there were years, Joe, when you would draft Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell as like the first two, you know, off the board in fantasy. So they had that embarrassment. So they were led by that, and they started to throw, and Big Ben would throw for 5,000 yards. But when you think about the Pittsburgh Steelers, you think about the bus, you think about running the ball, you know, and that's, I think, what they have to start to get back to, because they don't have Hall of Famers at the skill positions anymore, right? And one of the things you always say, Joe, is the idea that great coaches, you know, adjust to what they have instead of trying to jam the same, you know, approach or system down the throats of their players. And so the fact that they did adjust, and we saw some pop passes, and we saw some getting out to the edge, I really do think that is a testament to Tomlin and the coaching staff for making the adjustments. We'll see if it was just because of, you know, playing Cincy and their 31st ranked run defense that San Francisco ran for like 250 on, or if this is a trend and some of like what they want to be as a team in the post-Ben era for this year.
Yeah, it's and I can tell you this too. I'm watching Ben on the sidelines with the headset last night, coaching up and doing some things. The more success this kid has, the more motivation it will be for Ben Roethlisberger to come out. I can promise you that. And that's not a bad thing for Pittsburgh Steelers fans at all. A more motivated Ben in the offseason here, no matter what happens. If this kid really does start to show some success and can help this team at least compete for the title, yeah, that's not going to sit well with Big Ben. It's amazing what you'll learn from sitting on the side for a year about how much, and maybe that's a good thing. Maybe you'll learn exactly how much he really loves the game, wants to come back, and there's no reason why, if that arm is good to go, he can't come back. But he's doing his part right now, I thought, which was impressive. He really was with that. He was with Mason Rudolph last night. He was doing everything he could to, you know, he was talking to him. He was flipping through books. I mean, he really was the pseudo coach on the sideline there. Yep. And that's not exactly always the picture people have painted of Big Ben, especially when they drafted this kid. He's the only quarterback they've ever drafted since they actually drafted him. So I was impressed with what I saw from Big Ben last night. And that's not exactly the picture we've always been given of him.
Yeah, and it's a tough situation, right? In essence, at some point, all quarterbacks are, in essence, asked to coach up and train their replacement and accelerate the process of them being put out to pasture. You know, so it's not an easy thing, and there was talk about this when they drafted Mason Rudolph. I do think they drafted Josh Dobbs out of Tennessee also in the third round a few years ago, but Mason Rudolph kind of came in with more fanfare, also came in with his number one wide receiver, James Washington, which makes a, and then they, you know, casted aside Josh Dobbs, who I believe is now in Jacksonville. So it's hard, you know, but at the same time, if you're going to be a team player, that's what you have to do. And I think having this injury makes it a little bit easier for him to, you know, talk about liking Mason Rudolph and helping him out. But if Mason is really good, there's also the potential, Joe, that what happens if Mason does develop and then Big Ben does decide to come back and he winds up in like an Eli Manning, Daniel Jones situation, and it becomes clear like next preseason that Mason Rudolph is the answer.
I don't think we're there yet, but it's a possibility.
Of course not. But we didn't think we'd be there with Danny Dimes either.
Yeah, but Danny Dimes at least showed flashes of being able to be exactly what we thought he was. Listen,
we got
Eli
3 months for Mason Rudolph to show that.
Big Ben can play at least theoretically, and he can throw the ball more than 8 yards, unlike Eli Manning. So that
was
inevitable.
What if the Steelers go 10-6 and Mason Rudolph looks like the answer?
Well, yeah, if they go 10-6, it's not going to be because of Mason Rudolph. It's going to be because they did everything else correctly to be able to put themselves in a position. At some point, this kid is going to have to air it out in the NFL, and he's going to have to hit balls deep. We haven't seen him do that yet. We saw the Wildcat, which worked, but let's build up there before we.
He's got 12 more games.
And I got news for you. Next week, that'll be the time where he starts completing some passes more than 20 yards. Yep. That defense of the Ravens, that secondary.
Well, Nick Chubb ran against them pretty well, too.
Yeah, wow, that's a good point, too.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
Fantasy football frenzy.
I gotta back this train up a little bit because my brain is still processing something you said. You said you'd rather have Bridgewater than Cousins?
If I was an NFL team, yeah.
Oh, if you were an NFL team. Oh, okay. I do like Bridgewater. I hope he comes around, but man, he looked terrible.
Yeah, I mean, Dallas is a tough D too. They pulled out the game. I know they didn't score a lot of points, but I think Bridgewater will get going at some point. He's not gonna light up the scoreboard. Cousins usually in big spots throws big picks, makes bad plays.
Watch live weekdays, 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern on Zumo TV, channel 719.
Time for you to become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, setting your lineups up using the DailyRoto.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. Or you can just join the countless number of people who have won thousands of dollars each week playing DFS using DailyRoto.com. So if you're playing daily fantasy sports, but you're not using DailyRoto.com, it is safe to say you are doing it wrong. Sign up now. Get the NFL annual pass. Get the faster optimizer, the smarter DFS projections, and, of course, the better results. The promo code is ACTION. Get a 10% discount. That promo code ACTION gets you a 10% discount. And keep in mind, DailyRoto.com is where millionaires are made. And want to welcome you into October the 1st here on the Grid, Sports Grid. .com. I'm Joe Ranieri. He is Dane Martinez. As we get ready for week five of the NFL, just a couple of days away, let us not forget tonight's postseason baseball wild card action, National League, Nationals Park there. The Brewers taking on the Nats. Tomorrow we'll have American League out in Oakland with Tampa. So postseason baseball is great. Week six, college football. NHL begins, and of course, the NBA preseason. So, and it won't be more than 30 days or so before we start taking trips and talking about Duke, North Carolina, and Kentucky playing in Hawaii. So, yes. We've got it is all coming up here over the next 30 to 60 days. It's going to be awesome. And a bit of news yesterday, Dane, some injury news, or at least an injury update across the league on a lot of guys, and it's not all great news. I feel terrible for the Denver Broncos. This team, not once but twice, with 1 second on the clock, had a game won, and for whatever reason, just couldn't get it done. But they did everything in their power to come back and put themselves in a position to win the games, and they have not been able to get it done. And then just when you thought Von Miller and Bradley Chubb started getting it together, 5 sacks. Against Gardner Minshew there, and now he gets his leg blown out, and he's got a torn ACL, which, by the way, he tore but came out, sacked Gardner Minshew on a play, then came out of the game, and that's when they realized, oops, we might have a problem here. I feel terrible for him, man. I mean, this team has certainly been good enough, especially after what we witnessed in Cincinnati, that Denver Broncos are not that bad. I mean, they're a 500 team that just has not caught a break yet.
The Jacksonville game, the Chicago game.
And guys, I got news for you. Joe Flacco is not the reason you're 0-4, not even remotely close. You can't be giving up and getting gashed for 200 yards a game on the ground. That's been your problem. It's certainly not been Joe Flacco. And, you know, if Flacco, when needed, drove his team down, put him in a position to be able to go ahead, and that's what he's done. So, I don't, you know, people take shots at Flacco because he's the quarterback, it's the easy target. But the Denver Broncos are 0-4, not because of Joe Flacco. Their defense, surprisingly enough, and now they've lost Bradley Chubb, has been horrific, man. They can't stop anybody, and that is the problem, not Joe Flacco.
Yeah, I agree. And like you said, Bradley Chubb going down with the ACL. Ugh. You know, one of the best things that the Broncos defense had is the pressure of Von Miller and Bradley Chubb. That's why you draft this guy in the top five to have bookends along with Von Miller. I mean, other teams are doing the same exact thing. That seems to be part of the formula, right? When the Chargers got Bosa, you know, when what the Jaguars did getting Josh Allen this year to bring those bookends. And I've always said Chubb and Miller are two of the best in the game. But I agree with you on your point about, you know, let's not all hate Joe Flacco here. This is a team that lost a very tight one to Gardner Minshew and the Jags 26-24 on Sunday. If you remember, they got beat on a last second, you know, the De Niro by Pinero in John Fox's return. So, you know, they have been there. They got they lost Monday night in that opener and what has to be a tough spot, right? The season opener on the road on Monday night football in the black hole. That's just a tough spot. So, you know, and they didn't have their usual like back-to-back home games in thin air, you know, to get that home field advantage. But I do think they are a, you know, a decent team. I don't think they're the last place team in the AFC West. If you want to know the truth, I think that'll be reserved for the Raiders.
I agree with you, man. And I just don't, you know, don't misunderstand what the headline should be and what the issues are at Denver.
Sure.
It's not Joe Flacco. By the time you get to Joe Flacco, he better be way down on the list of issues they've got going on. It starts and ends, as far as I'm concerned, with that defense, which is so shocking given the fact that that's what Fangio is. He is all about defense, but it has not been put together yet. Couple of tough loss breaks there. And you mentioned, you know, being in a tough spot there. Game one, how about the Chicago Bears? Mitchell Trubisky, shoulder separated, but doesn't require surgery. And the even better news is it's not his throwing shoulder. So they're on their way to London this week. And I do believe they'll be taking on, I believe, the Raiders.
Raiders.
They've got us. It's interesting with Trubisky. And this is another one of those narratives you got to be careful with, because everyone loves to throw Trubisky under the bus, too. Chase Daniel is a 10-year backup in the NFL. You know why he's a backup in the NFL? Because he's a backup in the NFL, because he's not. His ceiling is not what Mitchell Trubisky's is. So understand he is the quintessential backup quarterback that can get you two, possibly three wins. All right, with that defense of Chicago, he doesn't need to do anything crazy. He just needs to protect the ball and put some points up on the board, and he'll be fine. And nobody's been better at it than Chase Daniels over the years. But please do not, I do not want to hear, you know, tell Trubisky to stay away. No, guys. Like, Trubisky's ceiling, you have so much time and effort built into that kid already. Like, you're either going to make the playoffs and win with Trubisky. It ain't going to happen with Chase Daniels. So don't confuse the issue here. He's the perfect backup for this situation, but you need to get Trubisky back playing if you're going to have any chance in the future of really doing some damage in the playoffs.
I agree with you, Joe, but remember, you're talking to a guy who didn't think Trubisky was that real dude anyway, okay? Now, I'm not saying that Chase Daniel is the answer long term, right? Chase Daniel has made $34 million in his career as a backup. It is great work if you can get it. I aspire to be Chase Daniel and hold a clipboard for a decade. He's made something like six starts in 10 years, and he's made over $30 million. I would sign up for that. But to your point, I don't know if I mean, I agree with your take, okay, Joe, but I think there's something else here, because listen, they said dislocated shoulder, right? They also, Joe, said slight tear of his labrum. Now, I understand it's not his throwing shoulder, but that does not sound good, and that does not sound like something that heals in a week or two, Joe. They have the London game, then they have the bye. I honestly believe, Joe, and, you know, call me crazy, I honestly believe they're saying this now. They're like, oh, he's not going to play next week. Then they got the bye. Then he'll be back sooner rather than later. I think, honestly, we're going to see something like we did with Cam, where they're like, oh, it's not that bad. But then all of a sudden, moving forward, every Monday, they're like, oh, yeah, now he's out for this week, too. I don't know. This sounds a little bit more than what they're letting on. I know it's not his throwing shoulder, but I think they think – I think, they think, they can buy some time because it's the London game and then the bye, okay? So we've talked about how truthful they may or may not be with these injury reports. Keep an eye on Trubisky. I actually think it's more than this time.
Well, I had thought they said slight tear in his labia. I thought, I'm sorry, I misunderstood
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so yeast infection,
I figured
Joe.
He'd be back in no time. He'd rub some dirt on it and get in there. But I do think... And you're right, because I don't know what to believe and not to believe these days with these right. With these injury reports. But the truth is, the ceiling is a hell of a lot higher with Mitchell Trubisky than we already know what Chase Daniel is.
Like, well, I'm not saying they're better off without him and stuff like
right,
that.
You got to get Trubisky back if you're a Bears fan. You got to be hoping that he is okay and that he gets back. Because as good as that defense is, you're still going to have to, especially as the season grows up, you're going to need a quarterback, especially in that environment, in those tough places to play in the winter. You need a guy that can chuck the ball, and that dude can chuck the ball, man, big time.
Oh, absolutely.
A guy that can't chuck the ball.
We talked about this. Oh, go ahead.
No, sorry. I'm saying a guy that can't chuck the ball, who is apparently in no rush to get back, and you called this, Dane. Cam Newton's out another week. Reiterated by Ron. As a matter of fact, Rivera's not even speculating anymore now when he'll be back, because Cam Newton already said, he posted a video like, I don't know, you know, it's, I don't know when it's going to be. I got, you know, while he's, you know, going through wardrobe changes while he's doing the video. Yep. And, you know, you had said it like, I don't think he's coming back. And you know what? Like Ron Rivera, for the first time yesterday, didn't even talk about it. Like, he has always maintained, you know, we'll hope to have him back next week. We'll hope to have him back next. And now he's just like, yeah, I have no idea. Like, I don't know. Kyle Allen's our quarterback now. That's Kyle. So Kyle Allen, and to his credit, got two wins under his belt. 24 of 34, 232. No INTs in that 16-10 win over Houston. Did fumble the ball three times. But thank goodness he's got teammates that that have his back. But listen, why am I bringing Cam back if I'm winning games? I'm back in the race now, right? I'm 2-2. The kid's not turning the ball over. He's utilizing the weapons he has. The defense, like, why rush Cam? For the first time in Cam Newton's career, there is no urgency where hurry up, get Cam back, otherwise we're going to. I would say, you know what, Cam? Enjoy your fashion shows, dude. Hang on. We're good. We're putting W's up at this point.
Yeah, I hear you, Joe. And here's the thing, like, that's one angle on it. I'm coming from the angle of, like, I'm kind of caring for Cam. Like, seriously. Cam, I mean, he had this thing in the preseason. He hit it because he wanted to play. Like, that's being a gamer, right? He was trying to go after it. We knew all last year he had a bum shoulder. All last year, Joe. And in the first 8 games, he was literally part of the MVP conversation of the NFL. You know, but... he's got a life ahead of him. He's the same age as Rob Gronkowski and Andrew Luck. And Joe, who's taking more hits than Cam?
Disgusting, actually. Disgusting. More on that. We'll talk coming up here. May it rain.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sportsbook. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, only at rotoexperts.com.
All right, so the Steelers took care of the Bengals last night, 27-3, Monday Night Football. They also covered as a 3.5-point home favorite there, closing line. The under stayed under the 45 closing line there. All in all, week four of the NFL. We had underdogs going 10-4 against the number. You had 8 outright upsets. You had also Minnesota-Chicago closed as a pick'em, which Chicago won. But road teams, 11-4 straight up over the weekend, 9-6 against the spread, and unders dominated this week in the NFL week four. They went 9-6. But listen, no rest for the weary here. Thursday Night Football just around the corner with a great matchup. And, you know, I'm a little sick and tired of hearing the bitching and moaning from guys like Todd Gurley and, Thursday Night Football is the worst. Listen, it's been since you've been in the league, we've had Thursday Night Football. Everybody knows on the schedule 1 week out of the year, you're going to have short preparation, 3 days. Yeah, it sucks. But you know what? You get extra time off the following week, might even go into a bye. You've got plenty of, you are no different than everybody else. And personally, Dane, I want it early on in the season as opposed to November, because what? At least now the bodies are fresher. I can handle it now as opposed to the end of October and November where everybody's hurting. Like, I'm tired of the bitching and moaning about Thursday Night Football, guys. It's a reality. It ain't changing. So go ahead, suck it up. And give us a football game worth watching. And I do think the Rams and Seattle are definitely going to be entertaining. But we wouldn't be hearing the bitching and moaning from a team that might be, I don't know, 4-0. But since they got their ass handed to them and going up against a division rival now, now all of a sudden Thursday Night Football sucks. Yeah, it sucked. We've established that 10 years ago it sucked. We don't need to hear it every time a Thursday Night game's coming up. Suck it up, Buttercup. Get in there. Rams, Seahawks. Truth is, this game's going to have a lot of bearing on what happens in that division, especially since the 49ers are home laughing right now going, yeah, I think we're undefeated here, guys. Pretty sure we're at the top of the division. So a lot on the line for this Thursday night game, but I'm tired of hearing the bitch in a moment about how Thursday night football is stupid.
Yeah, listen, I agree. I don't think Thursday Night Football is a good product. I agree that it's not great for player safety. Yes, but to your point, We've known this already. This is like we're not breaking news with a player being like, oh, man, this sucks. You're right.
Oh.
And I agree that it is a, you know, a function of TV and the business aspect of football. It just is. Okay. But, you know, it's on everybody's schedule. It's part of the collective bargaining agreement. You got to have a primetime game. So, hey, you know, you got to get it done. And I will say this. When we started the actual game, don't look now, but with San Francisco standing at 3-0 and Seattle and the Rams still, you know, nip and tuck, this is a big game. I agree with you, Joe. And also, you know, Joe, you may have seen that Jared Goff throw for 500 some odd yards. But to your point, he did not look good. He was missing receivers, you know, and now I always say that road team going on Thursday night.
Yep.
This could be an issue for the Rams. I know we'll talk about it a lot more. But Joe, also after this, they have San Francisco. And they have a London game themselves, the Rams, coming up. So they better not, you know, they better not slip up. Okay, they got to bring their A game unless the Seahawks and the Niners may look a little bit further than the objects in their rear view mirror.
I said it in the beginning, and I'll say it again, and I'm going to stick to it. The Super Bowl hangover is a real thing. I think they are unbelievably fortunate to have even won the first three games of the season. Kind of smoke and mirrors. This team has got serious deficiencies on both sides of that ball. This is not the same team as last year. And, oh, yeah, Jared Goff has sucked from the Super Bowl. Awful Super Bowl. He sucked in all three wins, by the way, guys. He wasn't great. The defense was responsible in those three wins for putting them in a position to be able to win those games. And, oh, yeah, four interceptions leading to 28 points to Tampa Bay at home. Yeah, there's not everything is well with the Rams. I'm still fading them. I don't think they're going to be there at the end of this year when it's all said and done, Dane. I do think they're going to be one of those four teams, right, that miss and then miss the playoffs and four new ones. I think the Rams are going to be one of them.
Listen, I was on that same page with you. I was also fading the Rams. I have the Seahawks winning this division.
Yep.
But also, I was listening to some other content yesterday. And, you know, I also wonder, why did they turn around and give Jared Goff nine-figure contract?
Yeah.
There was no pressure point on it. There was no holdout, you know?
Exactly.
And here's the thing, honestly, Joe. You have to already at this point with the degenerative condition call the Gurley contract a mistake at this point. And how close are we, Joe, to calling the Goff contract a mistake? You know what I mean? Like, honestly, like how much right now on Sunday, how much better is Jared Goff really than Jameis Winston, who we saw on the other side of that field? Like as a quarterback? You know what I mean? He's got a ton of stuff around him. And if you've got Gurley on a $100+ million deal, Goff on a $100+ million deal, tell me, what are you going to do when these wide receivers come up or these defensive studs come up or these linemen come up? You have literally $250 million sacked away in what is now an underperforming running back and quarterback duo.
Yep, absolutely. Listen, there's one guy you had to pay. There was one guy you had to pay, and you paid him, Aaron Donald. That was the one guy you had to pay. You took care of him. To your point, and I get, you know, I understand the concept of, listen, if we don't pay him the $134 million now, in 2 years, it's going to be $190 million. Like, it's going to just keep going up. So lock him up now at a better price. I get it. But this is now his, what, fourth year in the league now? Right? Yeah. It was 1 year under you know, the quarterback wizardry there. There is a problem with this offense and with Jared Goff, whether they want to admit to it or not. And you're right. They're doing a whole lot of, you know, misdirection here where, oh, it's not my fault. Like, look over here, though. Like, look. There are some issues with this team. You gave up 50 points at home to Tampa. You know, I mean,
absolutely.
What else is there to say, guys? Like, there's no excuse for it. Four turnovers, 28 points. And now, short week, this is a team. If anybody needed a bye this week, the Rams are it. What happens if they lose on Thursday night now? Which is, let's face it, that's a big possibility right now. If they lose, what does this division look like?
I mean, if they lose, they could be two games back, right? If they lose, they would fall to 3-2. By definition, Seattle would be 4-1. And then San Francisco sitting there undefeated with a home game on Monday night to potentially go 4-0 with the Rams would be there 4-2. I mean, yeah. It's still early. It's still October.
Right.
But that when you consider the idea of the hangover and things unraveling, and don't let San Francisco or Seattle start to feel good about themselves. This is a big game.
I agree. It's big time, and it's going to be fun to watch. Then that'll kick off week 5 in the NFL. Obviously, it's October. And you've got to, well, listen, the other big question mark for us, Dane, this weekend, and we did finally hear about Sam Darnold yesterday for Jet fans. Darnold partially cleared, which is good news. The spleen, I guess, is still what they're worried about, a little enlarged. So they are going to check him again tomorrow. And if the swelling goes down, then, yeah, they're going to do everything in their power to get him ready to play against the Eagles. But I ask you, is it even worth it if he gets cleared? Is it worth even throwing him out against the Eagles? And I will say this, guys. It's not like the Eagles are the Bears' defense. They're not. In fact, they're one of the worst pass defenses in the NFL. Statistically, they're awful. So even a guy like
they got guys that can hit you, though.
Yeah, they got guys who can hit you, but that you also have an opportunity to get some. It's not New England. Like, it's not, but, like, they're not that defense. And their secondary is still you should be able to get some yardage against the damn Philadelphia Eagles, even with Luke Falk. I don't know. Do you risk throwing Sam Darnold out there after he's been on the sidelines for 2 weeks? Maybe the extra week will do everybody some good. You're playing a defense that is ranked 30th DOVA in passing. You should be able to pass the ball against these guys.
Yeah, you're right. But that's not what I care about right now, Joe. Like, you have to take the long view if you're a Jets fan. If you're a Jets fan, you think this guy is the quarterback for the next decade. Okay, so I don't care about week 5. especially when I'm 0-3. Like, no, I give him all the time. Because I saw the same reports, Joe, that he's cleared for, like, non-contact individual drills. But they also said that, he's got to put on some weight. He just got out of bed, And so, like, I'm playing the long game here, and that's the way they should think about it. We just talked about with Cam Newton, right? That, like, they got to give him that time. And, yes, there's nobody there in the Jets locker room right now, and Luke Falk, that's, like, the reason why you can wait. But the reason why you can wait is that you didn't have championship designs this year anyway, and you have designed Sam Darnold being your franchise for a decade. You have to take the long view on this. I don't care if he's technically over the mono. The spleen, like, this is no joke, people. The spleen, if he gets hit, and that's why, their secondary is trash, Joe. You're right. Yeah. Okay. But Fletcher Cox, Derek Barnett, Brandon Graham coming, putting pressure on that spleen is not something I want to sign up for. I think it would be incredibly short-sighted.
Yep. I think you should. This is where coaching comes in. Luke Falk will have a better chance of having success in the air against the Eagles than he did against New England or anybody else. Utilize Lev Bell and put these guys and, offensive line, step up, guys. You're the biggest disappointment this year by far. Elevate your game. I don't see any reason why Sam Darnold should be in uniform. He should be on the side. Don't even give him the hint that he'd be playing this week. It's not worth it. Coach and guys, step your asses up and start playing better. You got an opportunity to expose a weak secondary. Expose it. Like, I mean, there's no excuse to me. You may not win the game, but there's no excuse to put Sam Darnold in a position to set him back even further because, we got to do it. No, you don't. This is a good opportunity to give him an extra week. You don't have to play Sam Darnold this week.
I completely agree with you, Joe. And here's the other thing. They just came off a bye. They should be able to scheme some stuff up
Thank you.
And know that they've got Luke Falk, figure out what he likes to do, what chemistry he can start building with Robbie or Jameson or whatever the case may be, and start to figure out how to put him in the best position to try and win. It should be, Joe, what we see should be the difference of Mason Rudolph week one to Mason Rudolph week two. We should see the same difference in the Jets offense starting to look better with that personnel because they've had a week to figure it out and practice and scheme it up. But keep Sam Darnold away.
Yes, I agree 100%. Absolutely zero reason to risk that this week. And I hope that Adam Gase pulls his head out of his ass or somebody up above him at least will step in and say, yeah, no, he's not playing this week. All right. Protect the player for himself because Sam Darnold's going to want to play and he's going to lobby to play. But leave him on there. And you're right. Look at what happened with a little extra time with Pittsburgh. They were able to install an offense that worked for Mason Rudolph. What the hell is your excuse, Adam Gase? Coming off a bye, what is your excuse? Put Luke Falk in a position to be able to complete some passes. I don't know what the hell you do with Kirk Cousins if you're a Vikings fan. And it doesn't sound like Mike Zimmer knows either. We'll tell you what he said yesterday.
Adam Thielen's not happy either.
Woo! We'll do that coming up next. Let's make it rain.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Get in the game with DraftKings Sportsbook, where listeners of this network can get a risk-free bet up to $500. Here's how it works. First, create a DraftKings Sportsbook account, then make a deposit and place your first bet, and DraftKings will match it up to $500. Just go to sportsgrid.com/DK to play. That's sportsgrid.com/DK. Act quickly. This offer won't be around forever. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
All right, Major League Baseball tonight, National League Wild Card. Nats hosting the Brewers. We'll dive into that coming up next hour, give you all the numbers, trends, everything you need to know there to make it a profitable night in Major League Baseball. And it's interesting. The Minnesota Vikings, they've got a Kirk Cousins problem. They got a big Kirk Cousins problem. Which I don't also, listen, I don't, Kirk Cousins, and he's going to be the easy target because he is the quarterback, but at the same time, you got to be looking at an organization that opted, instead of building in the trenches and outwards, they opted to go defense linebackers and position play. Like, they opted to do anything other than what you really need to be successful in the NFC North, which is own the trenches. And they have not done that. And Kirk Cousins is, listen, a lot of this falls on him, but we heard Adam, Thielen throw him under the bus indirectly. Yep. You know, but yeah, Zimmer at the same thing. It was asked yesterday, hey, you know, why is he having such problems in these games? And his answer was, you'll have to ask him. So there's nobody even out there protecting Kirk Cousins right now. It is up to him. But at the same time, yeah, why in the world? You didn't spend any draft picks. You didn't spend any money building the offensive line, which, guys, was a problem last year, yeah. And they didn't really address it this year, and they expect things to be a little different. I do think it's a little misleading from the organizational standpoint. He's already got his money. Like, you're paying him regardless. Why the hell not build from the inside out?
Absolutely. And I quote, Joe, at some point, you're not going to be able to run the ball for 180 yards, even if you have the best running back in the NFL. You have to be able to throw the ball, says Adam Thielen. Going on, you have to be able to make plays. You have to be able to hit the deep balls. Our quarterback has to be able to do that. That's Adam Thielen. Now, I don't know if he's trying to be some squeaky wheel to get the grease. And yes, Dalvin Cook has looked good in the first 3 weeks. But, you know, he's got 8-14 completions in games. And yeah, you got to build them up and protect them. This is an issue, especially when Cousins already has the narrative of defecating the mattress in big games anyway.
Especially on the road. That's been his problem. You know, he can't win on the road. And you're not helping him, Vikings organization. Ridiculous.
You should look at that.
All right,
NFC
big, we'll spend some time.
Bro.
We'll make it rain. Major League Baseball tonight and tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.